say, we separate our meadows from our grassland. Mm-hmm. And it's all generally with a fence. And it's a barbed wire fence, most generally.
Did they ever have wooden fences?
Not here, as a rule. In the forest, you might. You see, we have a few bucks fences up there, but down in this open country, everything is wire. And a lot of, in fact, a lot of steel posts now, beyond the kind of shortage of posts. Used to be quite a few pitch posts way back in the soldiers and Indian days, why we'd have pitch posts. But the pitch is premium now. Boy, you pay to your nose to get a pitch post. And steel is cheaper than pitch, really, and it doesn't rust off as quick.
Well, where would you graze the animals?
Out on the grassland.
Mm-hmm. In a fenced off area of grassland would be a
pasture.
Okay. Or would they ever use the term field?
No, a field is where you plant something.
Okay, it's where you would raise a
crop of some kind.
I see. And where would they store the things they
granary grow? Granaries and that's for feed for grain. Sheds and greenery.
Where would they store the corn, for example?
Well, they got a corn cribs for them. Some of them have sheds for them, too. So it all depends. If you got enough shed, well, you don't use a crib. We're providing their sheds ventilated enough.
Okay.
But see, this is not a corn country, so you don't get too many of those cribs around. You got to go east quite a little bit to get into crib country.
Nebraska?
Well, yeah, or Torrington area down in there. There'd be a few cribs down in there, but... up in here, the corn, we buy corn from them guys. It's cheaper to buy it than it is to try to raise it.
Yeah. What about, where would you store the hay?
Out in the field.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You'd never put it in that great big storage area? Do they have barns?
Oh, yeah, but about the only time you put any hay in there is just for... case of a storm that you couldn't get out of the shed, you might say. We put a few bales of hay in there, and hayloft, that's what you're trying to look at. In the old days, you used to have haylofts, but we'd store, I suppose, a couple of hay rack loads in there, but that's all. The rest of it's just stacked out in the meadows.
What would be in that big building then, besides?
Hay. Besides hay and animals, mm-hmm. That's it.
That's all. Mm-hmm. And what would you call that big building?
A barn.
Are you acquainted with the term go devil?
Oh, yeah.
What's a go devil?
That's a cultivator.
A cultivator. Mm-hmm. What would that look like?
Well, it's a riding cultivator that they used to cultivate corn with.
Okay. And, here's an interesting part of this. Maybe we can go through that. You could identify some of those parts. Explain what you're naming as you go along.
Okay. This number one up here is a brow band. It's off the bridle.
Okay.
And the number two is a nose band. Mm-hmm. And seven is the bit. And the chin strap. And here's what the hell do you call that? Cheek strap. Cheek ring. Neck ring.
That would be number five there?
Yeah, whatever that. Yeah, I guess yes. Uh-huh. And... six is the plain range lines or whatever you want. This year, range. We never use this line.
High range.
No, that generally, I've seen them, but they generally run back over either hook on a ham or up in front of the collar there. But saddle horse, we never used them at all because we used these reins, and then if we had to have a horse that was high headed, we'd use a Martindale and run these through rings here.
A Martindale was a...
It's a kind of a breast collar affair.
I see.
It's got, some of them had extensions on the breast collar about that long so that they had these bridle reins run through there.
About 18 inches long?
Mm-hmm.